We're just a couple of guys met through our wives. Now we're BFs for life. It's SS Friendship. It's not a cruise ship. Overflowing with shit. It's getting its passengers sick. It's SS Friendship. It's not a spaceship. On a one-way trip with Hal trying to take over it. It's SS Friendship. Each other's co-pilots on life's road trip. Wherever bros we stick as we friends till the ends. Even when we are old and we're rocking Depends, we friends till the ends. If I have to say it again, then you can kiss our rear ends. SS Friendship.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back, everybody, to our second episode of SS Friendship. My name is Drew Domkus.
Hello, Drew. I am your friend, Jeremy.
You are my friend. We're like the best of friends. That's what this show is all about.
That's right.
SS Friendship. Welcome
aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Seamen and sea women.
This boat is full of seamen. And we're just cruising
and
the sea.
Some sea women.
We're cruising the seas of friendship is what we're doing here. This is a podcast between podcasts is what it has become. We've got a movie review show that we do where we spoil movies that we have watched, some that we love, some that we hate. But we just kind of have fun and talk about movies. And so we've got a couple in the queue. We also do a Nerd Moment podcast where we get real kind of nerdy topics that we just kind of discuss real quickly. And in between, SS Friendship.
It's like a fun bridge.
That's right. A fun bridge. That's right. We're moored. We're docked at the fun bridge in our big steamship.
SS Friendship. Steamship
Friendship. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Yeah? Feeling friendly? How are you?
I'm feeling friendly myself.
Give me a little teaser. What do you have for me?
Well, today I'm kind of going skateboard. I'm as I get older, I turned 42. I'm going to be 43 this year. I'm skateboarding more than ever. I cannot get
awesome.
Enough of it, dude. I want to watch videos all the time. I want to go skateboard all the time. I want to record videos. I want to record my friends skateboard. It's like it's become this really kind of crazy obsession. I have these kind of ideas in the back of my head of doing something about trying to make a living out of skateboarding somehow, because you know it can't help but think of skateboarding all the time. It's kind of crazy, but it's great.
Get paid for it.
It's great exercise, and it's full blown creativity and expression, self expression. I'm behind skateboarding 100%, and so I've got two little things that are skateboard kind of related. Well, one is full blown related and the other one is totally related to skateboarding.
Okay.
What about you? Tease me a little.
Oh, I got, I have a question for you on phone etiquette.
Ooh, okay.
And I have something from the files of the worst way to die.
Okay. Ouch.
And I think that's it.
Right on. And we got beer.
We do have beer.
We are drinking beer. We have two different beers tonight. Typically, that's our MO, modus operandi.
Modus.
Beer. Nice. The first beer that we had tonight was the one that you brought here, and I really, really liked it. It's called Voodoo. It's American Stout. It's 12 fluid ounces at 8.5% by volume. That is a strong beer by Left Coast Brewing. In San Clemente, California. Have you ever been to San Clemente?
I have not. I hear they have good oranges.
They do. There's some good fishing off of San Clemente. It's kind of it's close to the Mexican border near San Diego.
Arriba.
More Baja. Bajo.
Oh, did I ever tell you the story
of
the Baja?
No.
Oh, man.
Baja California or like
no.
Baja Bug?
The Baja Burrito that Taco Bell sold for a little bit.
No. Oh, no.
Dude,
tell me.
Such a gringo.
Should you tell me?
I'm in the drive-thru.
All right.
And I order a Baja.
Baja?
Burrito.
They're like, what?
And exactly. They knew what I was asking for, but she made me repeat it like four times.
Really? They're like, what'd you say?
Yeah. What'd you say? Say it
Baja.
Again. I said it like four.
Baja, KG Bajamia Biela, or what's his name on the Packers?
Right. He's not there no more.
He used to be.
But yeah.
The Baja.
Baja.
Sorry.
So, Baja, California.
Did they?
I hear it's a good place.
Did they when they handed you the burrito, did they say it's Baja? Or like, did they teach you? Or
no.
They just let
I
you think baja?
Later.
Later.
By, you know, somebody saying it. I'm like, oh, so that's how it's pronounced. Oh.
I knew that.
I was
I
pretty
that.
Stupid that one time in the drive-thru. Yeah. Now it makes sense why I had to repeat it five times.
Yeah. No, it's Baja.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And bajo is like low, lowered. So
I felt bajo. Yeah. Well, after that experience.
Bajo. All right. So the other beer, though, is the one that you didn't like this one, you said.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You don't have to like every beer that we try. I never tried this before. I don't mind it. It's, how do you pronounce this? Tyranena Brewing Company. Tyranena. Out of Wisconsin, Lake Mills, Wisconsin. It's called Rocky's Revenge. And it's a brew. It says it's a malt beverage aged in bourbon barrels. So that kind of like piqued my
Gives
fancy,
it,
the,
yeah.
the bourbon barrel thing.
It did have a little sweet taste to it.
I wonder if you would like it more had you not drank it after this really nice stout.
Right, the stout.
You know, if you just had it on its own, it'd probably be pretty good.
Good point. I needed a palate.
Yeah,
cleanser.
A cleanser. And it's not, you're using Rocky's Revenge as your palate cleanser to go to the next
to the next voodoo.
Yeah, the next voodoo. So yeah, a couple of good beers. I like them both. I don't mind them next to each other.
That beer girl. She lives to her reputation.
Good picker. This one was picked solely on the fact that it was the only unique one in like the case of a bunch of the same old things.
You were at.
Yeah, exactly. That gas station though is a pretty good like liquor selection, and they've got
one?
A walk. It, I went to the BP right here in Allentown,
closest to the freeway.
No, that's the mobile. So you got to go a little further. Yeah. They got the propane, the firewood.
BP.
No, one's mobile. But so the other one, it's got a full liquor selection. It's got a big beer selection. It's got a walk-in cooler, but it's a lot of the common beers.
Yeah,
and so. I don't want common. They had a few
peasant beer.
Yeah, a few different ones, but this was probably the most interesting one. It's got a pretty cool little, I don't know, what is that, a dragon attacking this dude? They're fishing in the lake. Right. You see that?
Who's revenge is this? What is this?
Is Lake Mills maybe have some sort
What's the name of it?
Rocky's Revenge.
Rocky.
I wonder if Lake Mills has some sort of...
The dragon must be Rocky.
Yeah, maybe a legend in the lake.
The Lake of the Mills?
Right. It's Tyranena Brewing Company. I don't mind it, though. It's good beer. I like it. I don't know the strength of it, though. It doesn't say on here. And I didn't look it on Untappd. I got to check into these couple new beers. I'm approaching 300 unique beers on Untappd.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get a badge for that?
Of course.
Nice.
You should send me a free, free
put
beer.
Put that on Facebook.
I will.
Yeah.
Just for you. I'll tag you in it. All right. So why don't you... start telling me about this. Let me open this door real quick. Look at these dogs. All they want to do is go to bed.
Like, dude, give me 2 seconds. Open this door?
Right? Give me 2 seconds.
All right. You want me to go into mine first then? We're just going to go skateboarding back to back. Okay. From the files of the entirely worst way to die. It's a kind of an old story since I think this is from last week because we didn't.
It's old.
We haven't recorded in like. Yeah. A month. So January 8th.
Okay.
CBS News reports.
That's not that old.
Yeah, well, that was last week.
Okay.
Man killed stepfather with atomic wedgie.
What? He killed his stepfather?
Yeah.
He lived there?
Yeah.
Like, this is a young kid? Dude?
No. 33-year-old Oklahoma man is charged with killing his stepfather by giving him an atomic wedgie.
How do you kill somebody that way?
Apparently, it caused the stepfather to suffocate on his own underwear.
What?
Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't get that at
Bradley
all.
Bradley Davis.
Yes. That's his name, Bradley.
Yeah.
That's the victim or the
No, he's charged with murder.
Okay.
His stepfather is a 50-year-old dude, Denver, St. Right. Clair. And so they're, you know. Drunken family fight.
Okay.
Of course, right?
Of course.
But apparently they're hanging out.
Good thing alcohol's legal everywhere.
They're hanging out, and the stepfather starts talking shit about...
Skid marks?
No, about his mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one who he's married to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, stepfather. Yeah. So he got mad, grabbed his underwear, pulled him up the waistband over his head and around his neck. and asphyxiation and blunt force trauma the cause of death.
Whoa, blunt force. What did he do? He hit him over the head after he covered him?
It was probably the whole act of...
No, blunt force is like with something heavy duty to your skull. Like, yeah. He hit him with, while he got his own underwears, like,
choking him.
His skid marks are right in his face.
Choking him.
Ugh. Right, and then he got hit in the head and he choked.
The skid marks would have been right at the mouth.
What a terrible
area.
Way to go.
Oh, man.
Did they have open casket? Oh, I can't make fun of him. That's terrible.
Dude, right?
What is it? Wait, it's hard not to, but man, it's terrible
to do it.
That is
the worst way to die.
There's probably a few other worse ways, but that sucks. From your own
underwear,
from a stepson too. Like, but when you're
waistband.
In jail and you're this dude in jail and you're like, hey, what are you in here for?
Motherfucking atomic wedgie, bitch.
Right? You better watch out.
Step.
I will kill you with your own underwear. Damn.
Like, yeah, we got overalls in here.
Brown is the new black.
Dude,
that is crazy. I never heard of a wedgie.
Yeah.
See, that's why I was like, how is he breathing? I didn't count on the fact that they were so stretchy they'd go over your head.
Here's his
it must have like pulled his head back.
Here's his mugshot.
This is the son.
Thick, that's the murderer.
Thick neck. Jeez.
Right.
So he's strong.
He probably ripped the underwear like shoulder level and then just wrapped the waistband.
Maybe just choked
him
out.
Go to sleep.
Oh, and then
go
maybe he
sleep.
Fell on something and hit his head to it. Oh, jeez. Choked with your own. See? That's why I don't wear underwear. I don't want to get choked out on my own.
It's protection.
That's right.
I'm looking out.
Damn. That's heavy duty.
Atomic wedgie burglar.
No, thank you.
Right.
Holy smokes. That's crazy. All right.
Well, that's me.
Mine is on a completely different note, like way left field. If that's right field, this is...
Okay, we have a good variety.
Because this, it touches my heart on multiple levels. Because
ooh,
I love skateboarding.
Is this like...
I love skateboarding.
Okay. All right. Are we getting warm and fuzzy?
Not too fuzzy. No. Not too warm. But you've got kids, right?
I do.
You have three kids.
Do I?
And none of them are into skateboarding, right?
No. Well, yeah, no.
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 Okay, because I've got a nephew.
Passing.
Nephew Caden. He's sort of on the verge of maybe liking it.
He's Boy Scouts, man.
He's way Boy Scout. Boom. But I've gotten him on the ramp, and I kind of hold his hands, and we run back, you know, back and forth, and he's kind of digging it, and he's got, you know, decent balance. But he hasn't shown, like, any, like, real interest on his own. You
yeah.
know, not like, hey,
like, hey
let's go
do
to the ramp.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
He's actually super into chess right now, which is cool. So I'm playing some chess with him. That's totally awesome. But, like, if he shows any interest, I'm all about, you know, hey, skateboarding is awesome.
Yeah.
Right? I get this video posted to my Facebook page from Jeff the Midget, our good buddy. 9-year-old kid. 9 years old. And this footage is, like, 6 months old.
Are we sure it's a 9-year-old, not actually Midge?
No, this is a 9-year-old. Little skinny white skater punk at 9 years old. Like, just ripping it up.
Damn.
So much style. It's ridiculous.
And
this footage is, you know, it takes time to film all this and edit it down and everything, right? And so this is like at least 5 months old from posting. So maybe some of this footage is from when he was 8. Maybe he's 9 now. Maybe he's 11 or something now. Not even a teenager. And this little kid right here, CJ,
show me the video.
CJ Collins. I'll play just a little bit of it because it's like a 4-minute video, but then I'll post
CJ
it here.
Sucks.
CJ, it's like his account. He says CJ sucks, but like, dude, watch his kid. I'll get some of the sound up here. This first thing, he's just kind of just tearing up and he's going to go jump off some stairs.
Yeah, he's going fast.
He's going fast. Okay, this is nothing though. Little kid, watch him tear it up.
Whoa.
Over stairs. At the park, on rails, doing nose grinds.
Yeah, ollie the
front
nose
side
grind.
Blunts. Just huge ollies.
Nice transfer.
He's as tall as the board is. Huge backside. Look at
he's
just
got
a little,
no shirt on.
Yeah,
he's
just,
all
no
bony.
Pads, no helmet, no nothing. And he's just a little kid. No comply, full on front side, nothing. Bonelesses, like all the cool, like hardcore skater tricks, this guy is just ripping them up. And he's flying
nice
through the air.
Tail grab. Oh.
So you can like only imagine what this kid's going to be like in 1 year, 2 years,
heavily
10
scammed
years
is what he's going to be like.
Not really, because look at he's doing all these major tricks with no pads whatsoever. So he's just landing everything. Frontside boneless around the bowl corner. Come on. One-footed, Ollie North, that's called. He does that everywhere.
Oh, man.
So I could watch this kid forever.
This kid's good.
I'm going to follow this guy. CJ Collins is my new hero. 9 years old. Nothing but inspiration.
So he must
look at him fly. Look at him fly.
A whole lot.
Every day, of course. 9 years old. What else is he going to do? I don't even know if he's got all bones. It might still be cartilage. Right? Just flying through these parks. Look at one-footed.
What? Jeez.
Just
getting
style.
Good air.
Style for days. That one hurt right on his shin. But then go right back into it. Front side to front to nose blunt in.
Jeez.
Look at this. Alternative Tentacles skateboard t-shirt. That's one of the labels Bad Brains was on. He's got like the cool skate dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
His dad is so into it, fully supportive, and filming his kid, just tearing this thing up. Love this.
Yeah, you know it's him filming.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Oh,
the
nice.
Last trick, though, at the end is like the most ridiculous thing. Like, kickflip down 7 stairs. Easy. Nose grind. Like, nothing. One foot blunt. Yeah.
There? Jesus.
I don't even know where this kid is from. 9 years old. Just killing it. Look at another 1 foot.
Wow.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. Backside boneless. That's the one I'm learning right now. Dude. And this kid just is ripping every trick. Right? He's just flying. Look at this huge bowl.
9 years
old. Look at this huge one. That bowl is so big. And he's just, no big deal.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I'll just do one-footed.
off
the
fence. No, he landed it.
Oh, man. This kid is just amazing. Look, we're just going to watch the whole video. Screw it.
Jesus.
Can't look at judo air. One-footed backside ollie or frontside ollie. Look at that huge frontside ollie.
Yeah, peeps, you got to look, check out this video.
This kid is awesome.
CJ sucks. One-footed. Dude, he sucks
hard. Dude, anything but sucks. I just can't imagine how good he's going to be. Like, the kids these days, everything has been done, so now it's just there to do.
And they get, it's like, do you ever see that video of, like, the little girl who's dancing?
I've seen
fucking
quite,
break.
Oh, yeah, that little B-girl. Love that one. All right, here comes the last trick.
Okay, what's
now you
can
see that he's really just a kid.
I can do a kickflip 50-50
up there, too. I think I got it.
Look at this, though. Watch. It's not the trick that he's just talking about, but look at transfer into the bowl.
Jesus.
Oh, blows my mind.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Way to go, CJ.
Right? I'm a huge fan of CJ.
His dad's seeing dollar signs.
Yeah. Right? Gives me kind of goosebumps watching a little kid like that. Can you imagine if you're the dad just like, look at my little superstar. He's going to be footing the bills in a minute.
I'm like, I'm going to go home and be like, kids, get the fuck off the computer.
Yeah.
Get out there and rip something up.
Oh, man. I would just be so proud, like, if your kid had that kind of interest in something, I don't know. I don't have kids. I never really wanted kids, but.
But if I had one.
But if I had one.
It would be CJ.
I would want him to be a skateboarder. But, you know, whatever.
You're the kid I never had, Siege.
I think it's important to encourage. And, you know, I'll do my part as an uncle as much as I can.
You are. You're.
I try.
You're a good uncle.
But, dude, this little kid rips.
Yeah. Hard.
I know, right? Oh, man.
Way hard.
But so my other thing I wanted to show you. You know how I'm so into Leatherman, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, speaking of.
Tell me.
I found, you know, I'm kind of anti-Leatherman.
I know. I don't know why.
But I did find one
that
I would totally wear.
Is it an actual Leatherman?
No.
Okay.
It's a joke. When, you know, we totally binge watched Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I would wear those dudes' Leatherman.
Oh, that's like a full-on like hatchet almost. That's like a big old knife, dude.
I love it that they're sheathed. And
they are. They are fully.
That's what I would wear.
You would, but that's not really Leatherman.
I know.
You can't do nothing.
That's why
but,
I said it was.
Can't
a joke.
Do nothing but stab.
It was a joke.
Scalp. Yeah, that's a tough one on your belt. But no, dude. Okay, Leatherman.
I thought this was supposed to be skateboarding.
Hang
related.
On a second.
Oh,
yeah.
How are you gonna
hang on a second here? Oh, I'm a big fan plot. Of the Leatherman. Yeah. I never was. I never liked anything hanging off of my waist or anything like that on my belt. Nothing. Turn 40. Dawn gets me the Leatherman wave. Dude, I have not. Pretty much, I have not taken it off my belt since then. Only a couple of days when if I'm wearing pants that don't have a belt loop and I can't wear it on my belt, then it'll be in my bag or my pocket. Like it's almost. Always near me and on me. It's just got too much going on. I can use it for all kinds of things. It not just being a wrench. It's got
it's
a crazy
part
knife,
of your
screwdriver
body.
And it is, and I use it all the time. Still, almost every single day, I'll use it for something. So it's awesome. Love the Leatherman. So there's a new.
You're getting me excited now.
New tool.
What
called the Leatherman Grind.
Ooh.
And it is a skateboard tool.
No way.
Made by Leatherman.
Nice.
An official
grind
tool that connects together, and it's everything you need for a skateboard. It's the wrench for the trucks. It's the wrench for the bolts. It's the screwdriver for the bolts separated so you can do it on both sides. It's got the grooved edge so you can you actually, I think on here, where is it? There's a knife, I think, on one edge so that you can cut the grip tape and you can score it.
Nice.
Do everything for a skateboard.
Do the two halves
yeah, then they marry
together?
Yeah, they marry together. Like, is this it right here? They yeah. Wait, is that it together? But yeah, they do. They connect right in there, so it's one piece.
Dude, nice.
Leatherman skateboard tool for only $20. I have to get one. Super cool.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Leatherman grind.
What a goal.
So I
didn't
did.
Know
I,
they were in the skateboard.
I didn't either. All of a sudden, I was following an Instagram account, and then something happened, and they showed me a tool, and I was like, oh, that's a cool tool. And I was like, Leatherman? I start going through Leatherman's account. They got a whole sports division for Leatherman.
Nice.
Not just like camping or, you know, whatever, like
yeah.
Your survival sporting one too.
What you need.
And so
I got the tool for
yeah.
You.
So I
no, actually I have multiple tools in one tool.
For sure. So it's got a bottle opener because they know, you know
hey,
you're gonna need
hey.
That.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. Look at grip tape file, 9/16 open and wrench, bottle opener, truck key. 1/4 inch hex bit driver, 1/2 inch open end wrench, 3/8 open inch wrench, and number 1 and 2 flat Phillips screwdriver.
Wow.
Everything you need. There you go. Because they sell little skate tools, all kinds of different
skateboards.
Things. Dude, I'm going to hook myself up with a Leatherman.
Right. Who needs their trucks tightened?
Right.
I gotcha.
Dude, I'm a big fan. So yeah, there's my
nice.
You know, that's what I'm up to these days. I skateboard. Just
yeah.
This cold, this winter has been really pretty brutal.
Yeah,
these
put a
last
little damper on
put
here.
A little bit of a hold on a couple of our shows because it's literally been -20, you know,
and
without even the wind chill,
you know,
factored in
freezing
there.
Rain,
yeah.
Ice,
oh, yeah.
Roads.
I know you were on your way last week and
turned around.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was
so.
It was slippery.
We're hoping
nipples.
For some warm weather to just rush in real quick, like an equatorial vortex to just rush in some hot air, you know? So it'd be like all of a sudden 95 degrees and humid.
Yeah,
you know,
why
warm.
Doesn't it work
all
that
the,
way?
Yeah, all the snow melting and take off our socks for once. Wear some
like, wow,
shorts.
This desert tank. Vortex.
Yeah. I don't know.
Can't take the 122 degree weather.
Yeah, I'm all about trying to escape next winter. This is, I don't know if this was a really bad winter, but I don't know if it's just compounded because I escaped for a couple of winters. You know what I mean? Like I've lived in really near the equator.
It's what it, yeah.
And
because I've
awesome.
Said the same thing to myself for the last like 30 winters.
I know,
like,
but I escaped for a couple
why
years.
Why am I? Living in this, way.
Yeah. So I don't know.
No, I love
Colorado.
I love
Colorado
Wonderland. There's snowboarding and cross country skiing and other things I don't do.
Where did you live when you were in
Snowmobiling.
Colorado?
Boulder and Louisville.
Louisville. How far is that from Denver? Any either of them near it?
Yeah, I mean it's. Yeah. I worked in Denver.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
and you lived
like,
in Boulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was. hour and a half.
Yeah.
Traffic jam.
I want to go check that place out.
Yeah, it's nice.
Right.
I miss it.
All right, so I had some questions for you, sir.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Off the cuff?
Off the cuff. Well, sort of.
And she's supposed to...
Under the cuff. Off the cuff. I knew about them. You didn't.
You're supposed to submit these questions in writing before.
So now, you've been doing the juicer thing. I want to learn a little bit more.
Have
about
I?
Juicing. Well, sort of. Yeah, have you I? Have.
Have I?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're doing a cleanse?
Sort of.
Mid, yeah. You're mid-cleanse?
Not entirely.
Obviously. Do you not want to talk about this?
Well, I don't, you know, I've been drinking beers tonight. So I kind of anti-cleanse. But yes, the last couple days, I was trying to cleanse.
Okay. I just thought maybe...
Get rid of the poisons in my body.
Is that what the whole point is? Is to rid yourself of toxins?
Get rid of, press reset and then start healthy.
Gotcha. So the... Because I've had lots of fruit diet, not really like full body change diets, you know, but like we've gone a week or so where we're just like, let's just eat fruits all the time, but not following any kind of guidelines or not juicing specifically. And I didn't mind it, you know, I kind of enjoyed it. I didn't really crave much other than what we were going for. We did bread and fruit or something like that.
Yeah.
But I know this is like a specific diet you're following, right?
Yeah, it's mostly just... vegetables and fruits.
But are they things that you've eaten before? Like I heard you were talking earlier about like cucumbers and kale and
trying a lot of new stuff,
right?
Because it was more like the mainstream veggies and fruits, right? Corn,
right?
Green beans.
But so is this diet though, is this this thing is rather strict, like they really want you to stick to what they want you to for certain reasons, or can you, or if you like a certain thing, can you just stick to the one that you like?
I think, no, it's basically 80% veggies, 20% fruit.
Okay.
Get it done.
All through the juicer.
Ah.
Just straight through.
And you can, change up different, recipes and different juices, but, have this much amount a day. It was like 5 juices a day.
Yeah.
But it starts you off like, okay, so the last couple of days, it hasn't been straight juice. You know, they get to eat like, salads and, but nothing,
and
beer. Crazy. Right. They were like, you can have 3 beers on the second day.
I'm all about that, dude. I don't think you should be too strict with anything. I think all in moderation is good.
Obviously, I feel the same way.
Well, there you go.
Some of the juices that we're still feeling it out. We're trying to find the good tasting juices because I've had a couple already
that are no good.
Wretched,
These are barley juiced. We juiced a bunch of barley before you came over.
Thank you.
Because I wanted to make sure that you followed your diet.
I like the adult juice. Yeah. So, but.
Are you going to continue with it? That's the main thing. Like, I know you're drinking some beer tonight, but I'm cheating a little bit, big whoop.
We got a 5-day supply.
Okay.
And
you were going to go 5 days and see if you liked it.
Reevaluate.
All right.
We'll see,
What are you leaning towards?
I think tomorrow.
It's expensive, right?
It's supposed to be straight juice. Just juice.
Gin? No gin?
Right. No. But, sorry, Snoop.
Yeah.
But it's. Straight juice.
But I know we were talking about this earlier about just how expensive it really is. Because
that's why I'm kind of not talking fully about it.
Let's talk fully about it because it's expensive. I mean, to eat healthy is not cheap whatsoever.
No, and I don't understand it. I don't understand why it is so more expensive. Doesn't it cost more for processed food because they got to do all these like crazy chemical things and big machines are involved and all this is growing out of the ground.
But
you already pay these migrant workers half to shit. All you gotta do is cut it off and
I think the mass produced stuff though is on such a big volume and they're putting it everywhere that it does drive the cost down. It must. I mean, it obviously does.
I just don't understand it.
Because so much of the stuff that we eat is just
crap. Just don't grow enough.
Absolutely.
Well, then why are we paying people not to grow shit?
Look at the environment we're in. Can you even grow stuff all year? No.
Right.
This is the kind of place where you have to grow it in the summer like crazy and store it. If you look in our basement, this is an old farmhouse, and there's areas where you can tell that they must have like sectioned things off to like store probably potatoes and, you know, gourds and whatever, corn for or the whatever they were growing, for the winter, to kind of just survive for the winter. Maybe they had animals down there too, to kind of keep it warm.
Right.
But you can see there's areas for sure that they had to store food for the winter. They didn't have a propane dude coming to drop off a tank load of gas for your furnace that's going to struggle in winter. You had to like make a fire, you know.
Yeah.
There's three chimneys in this house, but oddly no fireplace. Like they were all weird wood-burning kind of things. They must have chimneyed them up through these things. I mean, we have one chimney that we use, but like to survive, you had to grow your stuff. So that's what I'm saying. Like here we are in this environment where you're going to try to juice and try to live off of this really pure food, this raw diet, but it's crazy expensive because everything, nothing is from around here. You got to import, you know, you got to get it from.
And it's so much. There's, you don't realize how much vegetables go into just making like one
a drop,
5 ounce thing of juice.
Right.
It's crazy.
Do you do anything with the pulp?
Yeah, or you just... I'm like re-shoving it in there. You know, you're trying to get as much juice out of it as you can, but. You know?
They must have like recipes though, just for the pulp.
Yeah,
afterwards,
you can
like
do
stuff more
that,
things.
Yeah.
So you don't just toss it, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's I didn't think it was going to be as expensive as it was. That's probably another reason I think we'll probably tweak it till it's, you know, just a few juices during the day,
cheeseburgers in between. What sucks?
Can I
though,
put this cheeseburger in this juicer?
I mean, the chief stuff, of course, you know, is there, but if you just get no real, like, real fortification out of it. There's just so much junk food out there.
Right, and it's so cheap.
It's so cheap, and you just kind of have to go towards it, but it sucks.
I can't. I got to stop going towards
it. So there's ways,
though.
There's
I'm
ways
sick.
Around it. Rice and beans is a good one, and you can go cheap on that if you can handle eating the same kind of thing all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't like
it's
beans.
Rough.
Man.
You don't like beans?
No,
oh,
I can't do beans.
I could do rice and beans with some like cilantro and stuff. Like I could do that every day. Dawn has a problem going with the same thing all the time. I could totally do that all the time. I'll just eat tortillas plain.
If I could have only one thing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it would probably be rice and beans.
Rice and beans.
Yeah. Or some sort
cornbread.
Of a burrito variety. I'd go for that. I could handle it.
Nice.
But... And exercise is important, though. If you're going to try to stay in shape, exercise and a, you know, a good diet. I think that's just all you really need.
Seems simple when you say it like that. It sounds real easy. I think I'm going to do that.
It's easy to say it, too.
I just did.
I know. Getting it done,
it
though, is hard.
Easy.
Getting it done is hard. But, you know, it's all a matter.
I
don't know.
Like I say, there's two people. There's two kinds of people in this world.
Are there?
Yeah. Those who finish what they start.
Yeah. That's a good one. I guess we know which one of those you are.
Ouch.
Well, you didn't finish.
Thanks.
You answered yourself, right?
You are a good detective.
Hey, Simon Says.
Pirelli.
Yeah. So what else is happening, bro?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you a question on phone etiquette.
Tell me.
Okay.
Or ask me, I mean.
Is it okay to answer your phone if you're at home, not in public,
okay,
but you're at home sitting on your throne?
Oh, man, that's a tough call.
Somebody calls you.
Okay. FaceTime?
No, not FaceTime. No, a phone
just
call.
Just a phone. I think it depends on the call.
Okay.
If it's a very important one that you know you need to take, then you have to. Right, and then you just kind of ride it out. You have to just stay in the bathroom. You can't
flushing.
Flush.
You can't flush. Right, I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah,
there's no flushing.
You got to just ride out the whole conversation, I think, in there. But if it's somebody that
you
can
like
call back,
put your hands around so it doesn't sound so echoey.
No, I wouldn't worry about that because if it sounds weird, I think you could just blame the phone.
Yeah,
but if it's someone that you can call back, you got to not answer.
Not answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the etiquette right there. I called a friend the other day. And I FaceTimed Trayton, right? And it's ringing and ringing because I know we were texting. So I was like, oh, I'll just FaceTime him. But then all of a sudden, Stephanie answers on the computer instead of the phone. So he's got it connected, right? But I find out that he didn't answer because he's on the toilet. I was like, so you're texting me on the toilet.
Oh, so texting is okay.
Right. But yeah, but I appreciated the non
the, toilet.
The decline.
Well, all right, the next time I won't answer your call.
All right, I guess I'm not that important. You can call me right back.
Well, right. What yeah. category do you fall in?
Right. Now, just taking the phone into the into the bathroom and using it on the toilet is a whole other thing too, because like, I do it, but is that gross?
Listen, I don't know how I took a dump before I had my phone. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That it's not gross. That's no. That is a must.
It's a must.
That has become, you know,
yeah.
I could get 3-4 levels in.
On a, what do you play? What's your game? What's your Game of Thrones?
Ones. Yeah. high five, worry. Game of Thrones. That's good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a play all word yeah. stuff. Yeah, yeah, mostly
word stuff. I'm always checking solitaire. Photos. I'm mostly Instagram. Letterpress. Not taking pictures, looking at pictures.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So.
Little letterpress. I see that you and I have stopped playing our drawing with friends.
Yeah.
That's like 4 months old. We almost reached 400.
Opened up.
Yeah.
Even opened up.
It, you know what's funny about that game, though?
My iPad.
The word was, it's, what is it called again? Draw something?
Draw
something? Draw.
Yeah. Draw. Awesome. It, we can't even remember the name.
It brings up a number on my screen, like, oh, there's a game, but it's just to bait me.
Oh, I hate those.
It baits me in.
Scrabble does that to me.
And there's no game there.
That's
it's
bullshit.
Just like, oh, just look at my ads real quick and maybe start a game. I'm like, oh, you son of a beep.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
And it should be
illegalized. I always think like, oh, JB made a move. Or like I open it up, it's like 4 months
I've been
ago.
Waiting for 4 months.
But then I'm like, but I don't hit the remind thing because I'm like, eh, that game's kind of weak. It's like the same old words. We went through a lot of them.
Obviously, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Letterpress is like the only one that I'm still playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. I get a few games going. Not too
Dice.
Many games.
Dice with buddies.
What's that?
Yahtzee.
Really? Oh, dude. I like
Do
that.
It. Yeah.
Let's play.
I'm on there.
I'll find you.
I'll
roll up on you.
I was Dr. Xmas over Christmas. But I think now I'm Graham Cracker.
Oh, now you're gonna get rushed full of game requests.
Good,
if anybody's listening.
I only play with Amber.
So dude, you
I'm
could just
looking
be
for new games.
You could just be sitting right with your wife playing real dice. You gotta
no
play
way.
A game. That's funny.
We're lazy.
Yeah.
If I can
I don't play any right. games with Dawn.
Oh yeah?
No.
I
just
like
hide
to
the
play games.
Just hide the salami. In IRL.
I play with a bunch of game people and then they just never play me back. Mm. So Or I just never play the game anymore.
Right.
Draw something.
That's all right. We went for a pretty long haul.
Yeah. This show's been for a pretty long haul.
Yeah, is it still recording? Oh yeah, it still is. Well, right on. Well, let's wrap this up. That says friendship.
I don't think we have anything else.
No, we're pulling into port. I see. Oh, look at it. I see the islands coming right in. We're pulling in.
Oh, isn't there? What's that? We're going to go hang midget. With the, what's he yelling
midgets.
Over there?
Zipline.
What's he yelling?
Oh, look at all those bikini ladies over there. Let's go check them out.
Man, it's like a fantasy on an island.
Oh, interesting. We should do a TV show.
We should.
Based on that premise.
I'll play Khan.
Okay.
A.K.A. Ricardo. Oh,
we'll get Jeff in here to have
rest in peace.
We'll get Jeff down here to play the midge.
He's like, the plane. The plane.
No, he'll do it like all death metal rock.
The plane.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, cool, man.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good idea. Put that in the bank.
Right.
Trademark. Nobody steal that.
Right. We should call Fantasy Island. We should call it. With a P-H.
Cool.
All right.
Let's
I'm
do
in.
It.
Let's do it. Well, dude, thanks for
our next podcast will be from
from the island.
Fantasy Island. So it'll be the in between.
Well, thanks for bringing the beer. I think the next time you and I are hooking up, we've got a 2D1F we're gonna do.
Movie.
Yeah, we got a couple movies lined up.
I like movies.
All right.
Well thanks, see you again. I'm glad I came out here.
Me too.
It's cold.
Love you,
snowy,
bro.
Snowy. But yes, our love burns.
Deep.
Hot.
A little itchy.
Oh.
Until next time, my friend.
Here's the cream for that.
Chowder.
Good night.
We're just a couple of guys met through our wives. Now we're PLs for life. It's SS Friendship. It's not a cruise ship overflowing with shit. It's getting its passengers sick. It's SS Friendship. It's not a spaceship on a one-way trip with Hal trying to take over it. It's SS Friendship. Each other's co-pilots on life's road trip. Wherever bros we stick, cause we friends till the ends. Even when we are old and we're rocking Depends, we friends till the ends. If I have to say it again, then you can kiss our ends. SS Friendship.